Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Alhamdulillahi munshil khalqin ajami thumma salatu ala al-mukhtari fil qidami. مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأفم. روح فدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العطاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاستقم كما أمرت. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى ولقد آتيناك سبعا من المثاني والقرآن العظيم. وقال تعالى اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Sahabi asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that old age has caught up with you, Allah's Rasul, white hair are coming in your beard. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said it's not old age, it's the ayat of Surah Hud. And so ulama has written either it refers to the terrible azab which was meted out to Qawm Lut, the homosexuals, and today this has become a law and it has become the way of life. Waliyadu billah, the punishment of Qawm Thamud, Qawm Aad, Qawm Shu'aib, etc. And others, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the ayat, fastaqim kama umir. Be straight on your deen as you have been commanded, day and night, private life and public life, when you happy and when you sad, when you have got enough and when you are short, at all times istiqamat, firm on the deen of Allah. That must be the very foundation and the very building of our edifice of our deen, to have that perfect way all the time. It is not easy, it's mujahada, and this made Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beard white. When this was commanded for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, that even their thoughts they must control, they don't allow any stray thoughts also. They came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and they said, oh Allah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we were commanded to make salah, we perform salah. We were commanded to fast, we fasted. We were commanded to make jihad, we made jihad. But this command is too difficult for us. Allah's Nabi said, don't be like the Bani Israel, who said that sami'na wa ata'na, we hear and we disobey. But we say sami'na wa ata'na, we listen and we will obey. Then Allah tabarak ta'ala abrogated, cancelled that command and said have the fear of Allah as much as it is possible for you. Allah made it easy. So whenever, and this is the system of Allah, He commands with the highest and He accepts the least. Allah commanded with the slaughtering of the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah accepted the lamb in return. Allah made it that Ibrahim alayhi salam enter into the fire, but Allah made it a garden. So all, we must be ready for every command of Allah. When it comes to the crunch, Allah makes it very easy. Even if it is jihad, even if it is shahadat in the path of Allah. Shahadat is like entering a rose garden. It isn't how we see it from outside. You are entering a, not see, what is a rose garden? A rose garden is nothing compared. So Allah give us tawfiq to have this istiqamah. And in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. All of us know that ayah. And if we read all our five times namaz with the sunnahs and the nafals also, then we're reading it 48 times a day. And in many namazes, the imam is reading on our behalf. And when the imam is not reading silent namazes, we should be reading in our heart the hanafis without moving their lips and tongues. So 48 times a day we are reading it. And it is advised to read it after every namaz with some other valuable wazifas. May Allah let us learn our deen and see what great treasures they are. When we sleep at night, we should be reading. So much we are asking for Sirat al-Mustaqim. But what is our condition? An incident is written that a man met a certain woman at a certain point every day where he was traveling. At a bus station, at a bus stand, or railway station, wherever, at some crossing. And he felt like madly in love with her. He told her, I want you at any cost, and I love you, and all what goes in the details of it. She told him that I am prepared to become yours on one condition. He said, what one? 10 conditions I am prepared to accept. She said that I want you just to make 40 days namaz proper with Takbir-e Ula behind the imam. And after that, I am yours. You can take me where you want to, you can do with me what you want to. He said, that is very simple, I'll do that, what's so hard in that? So he did it. On the 41st day, Abba, she was there, all beautified and ready, and she said, I'm here now for you, and you can have me. He did not even look at her. He said that, now I found my Allah. And once a person has found Allah, what is cricket and soccer? What a woman, and filthy, dirty woman of the street. What are all the other Western filthy civilization? All that will just go automatically out. But our sad case is, we are reading, how many of us, 40 years namaz, but still the worst evil thoughts are in our hearts, even in namaz, even in sajda. So we are not really making namaz. We are just the outward form of namaz. Our hearts consider ourselves. We don't connect with Allah, not from Allahu Akbar at the beginning, till Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah. We don't even know we are in namaz. We are everywhere else in the world, but we are not in namaz. Allah give us tawfiq. The Ramzan is coming. Many khanqas there will be. Go to the khanqas. Learn how to make namaz. At least learn what is namaz. Let us not fool our life, our whole life, we fool ourselves. That we thinking we making namaz, but we are hardly in namaz. We are far outside the masjid. When we are in the masjid, our soul is traveling the world around. We have just passed our body, which is our nafs, which is ammara bisu, that we passed in the masjid. But we are walking, we are moving around in the whole world. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. The Sirat-i-Mustaqim is so important. On one occasion, there was a janaza and the qabr was still not ready, it was still being done. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave advice to the Sahaba in the qabristan at that time also. He drew a straight line, and on the side of the straight line, he drew small lines on both sides, all along the straight line. And then he explained that this is insan walking his life. And this is Sirat-i-Mustaqim, the straight path. And these are the things that will distract him. Sometimes money, sometimes force, sometimes woman, sometimes his lust and his desire. If the one misses him, the next one will get him. If the next one misses him, the next one. So we are facing this in our life. So we need the few very important things, the Sohbat-e Salihin, company of the righteous and pious, so that we don't get caught up by all these. We need Zikrullah, the Zikr of Allah. and the zikr of Allah everywhere, all the time. We should be making the zikr. Then we will be able to save ourselves. Otherwise, we get caught on these things. And how we have been caught already, that what a beautiful advice, or rather a point, Hazrat Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great, great sahabi, told. Somebody asked him, well, how does a person know that he's caught up in a fitna, in a test, and he's going to go astray, or he's gone astray already? How does he know? Consider this very carefully. For me also, I must consider it. He says that when a person, what he regarded as impermissible yesterday, today he regards it as permissible, he's caught up in the fitna. When a person regards something as impermissible yesterday, today he regards it as permissible, he's caught up in a big fitna. How many of us, photography yesterday was haram, taboo, impossible. Today it's allowed. Big ulamas, big muftis giving fatwas, photography is allowed. Intermingling of the sexes, man and woman, how many of us knew perfectly till yesterday it was haram, today it is permissible. You have panel discussions on TV, you interview some journalists, and you talk openly and freely with them, and today it has become permissible. It was taboo that we go to a temple, that we go to a church, that we invite Christians and Hindus to Medina Sharif, to the Kaaba, and today this has become permissible. That we go into the temples and churches to pray. What? Where are we? What big fitna are we caught on? Where are we dreaming that we are on Sirat-e-Mustaqim? We have been caught by all these things, and so easily we have been caught. Each one of us thinks it's a matter of me and not anyone else but my qabr. What will happen to me in my qabr? And nobody can escape his qabr. Nobody. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Maut will come. And in the qabr, it will be me with my a'mal. No emergency service can come help me there. SMS I can send. SOS I can send. It will be just me and what my a'mal will be. Until the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, all my actions will be exposed to everyone. I hid away from everyone what I did. My wife did not know. My daughters did not know. My mother did not know. But Qiyamah's day, on the real big screen, the whole world will see what was my private life. I was acting like a big sheikh, like a big alim, but privately what I did, and every kullu nafsin ala nafsihi basira. Each one, we know our own condition. We can show our pious faces, big beards and turbans and long kurtas, but we know what we are doing in our private life. And this will be displayed in front of everyone. Finally, we will come to the T-junction, where we won't have a choice to go to the right or to the left. We will be put to the right. That is Ashabi Yameen, people going to Jannah. Or Ashabi Shimal, people going to Jahannam. And Jahannam is not a five-letter word. Neither is Jannah a five-letter word. It is a reality with the greatest enjoyment in Jannah and with the worst sufferings in Jahannam. It is up to us now to make our Jannah or to make our Jahannam. May Allah give us tawfiq and understand that this is a very serious matter that we are facing. Our worldly life, where the shortest surah, wal asr, is so short, but it is so long in meaning, that this worldly time Allah has given us is extremely valuable. Where are we spending it in federal tenors? Where are we spending it in fashion? Where are we spending it in the useless things of weddings and holidays and all the other useless things we're spending our time. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think we just created you some tomfoolery for waste of time? And how we wasting our time on the cell phone? Good people, how much of time on the cell phone and on haram things we wasting our time? Do you think this is not going to catch up with us? It catches up with us in this world. How many marriages have been broken? How many children are orphans with their parents living? And the hatred between the parents and the children are made the pawns to show that hatred of the parents. What sufferings we are going through. We are just because of following this filthy Western lifestyle and abandoning the Nurani, Mubarak, beautiful life of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Just one very great dua of Hazrat Imam Ibn Hanbal, which we all should try and make even in English. He says that, Allahumma man kana min hadhihi al-umma ala ghayri al-haq. Oh Allah, whoever from this ummah who is known from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Muslims, but is not on the right path. وَهُوَ يَظُنُّ أَنَّهُ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. But he is thinking, I am on the right path. فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. Oh Allah, you return him to the truth. حَتَّى يَكُونَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْحَقِّ. So that he can be of the righteous people. Today there are many people, as somebody has said, that all the Muslims, all, me and you all, we calling one another kafir. The Shias, we call them kafir. They are kafir. The Qadianis, how many all? They call us kafir. But who call us all Muslims? The kafirs call us all Muslims. They call the Shias also Muslims. They call the Qadianis also Muslims. We call all one another kafir, but the kafir calls us all Muslims. And so this Allah reward Hazrat Mufti Mutara Sahib for opening up what the Shias are and what their filthy beliefs are and how what they have to say about the most gracious woman, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the pure, clean, wonderful wife, mother of the ummah, wife of Nabi Ali Salatu Islam. What they have to say about Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, about Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And we befriend them still. And we befriend those who befriend them. Today those who befriend these people, whether it is on whatever platform it is, we make those who, your friend is your friend. And your friend's enemy is your enemy. But today, those who befriend the Shias, we befriend them. How can we befriend those people? How can we come on their platforms? How can we share their platforms? Impossible, but today we are doing it. Let us realize our loyalty to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our loyalty to the Sahaba, Ashabi kan Nujum. My Sahaba are like the guiding stars of the sky. And our loyalties are supposed to be to them. To our great Akabir and Aslaab, those who follow in the way of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, who follow in the honorable way of the Sahaba. And those people today who have befriended the Kuffar, the Shia, and they give them a great position, and they give them great honor at the gatherings, etc. And we befriend them, may Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala guide us. And who are these people? Remember also that the academics who go and study law and science and mathematics, let them teach themselves on their name. Let them not go out of their name. Today they have become the leaders in deeni matters. They have studied no deen. And those who have studied deen for 20 years, we don't follow their advice. Who have studied Quran and Hadith morning and night, day and night, all the time. We give preference to the academics. And as somebody has said, what are the universities? They are the places where a person graduates from Iman into Kufr. Where a person loses his Iman and he goes into Kufr. It's not for every one of them, but how many of them? And when they sign in documents that the worst kafir is also they praising him and giving him great position. What is the condition of our Iman? And we are supporting all these things. Let us understand who we are following. So whichever organization whichever in the video goes out of line and doesn't follow the beautiful command of Allah, the wonderful, perfect command. Just see how perfect Allah's kalam is. Just to give you one example, one of these academics and atheists in a university told the students that the Quran Sharif has got a mistake. And this is what their condition is. They are full of mistakes. That's why they see mistakes in everyone. That they see mistakes in the Quran Sharif also. So he says, what was according to him a mistake? He said that the Quran Sharif said, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. That Allah says in the Quran, Allah is not made for any man two hearts in his inside. In other words, every man has only got one heart in his inside. So he says, why did Allah say, specify man? Even a woman hasn't got two hearts. A woman also has only got one heart. So why did Allah specifically say, لِرَجُلِ for a man, and not say, لِأَيِّ إِمْرِينَ لِأَيِّ أَحَدٍ for anyone, we didn't make two hearts in their inside. A small boy stood up and said, sir, you got no brains. He got very, felt very insulted. How can you say? He said, you teach us that seeing is believing and hearing is deceiving. You don't see your own brains also. And I can't see your brains, so according to your teachings, you got no brains. And what you said is absolute rubbish. Yes, that Allah Ta'ala, when He said, the rajul, because a woman, she can have, she, when she's expecting a child, she's got a baby in her. So she's got two hearts in her inside. Her own heart and the baby's heart. And if she's got twins, she's got three hearts inside. Her own heart and the two baby's hearts also. And a man can never have a baby. Unless the LGBT, they will produce that a man can also have a baby. A man, so the Quran, how perfect it is, let us realize. And so many others, there is not the time to go in the detail as we would like to. But every Quran is a perfect kitab. Nothing can match the Quran Sharif. May Allah put that yaqeen. No textbooks of math or science or medicine or anything of fiqh of anything can compare to the book of Allah, the Quran. Absolute. And it is a perfect kitab. Just to give you a little idea how Allah has made the Quran Sharif. I won't go into details, unfortunately. The shortest surah of the Quran, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. The surah has got 10 words in it. It's got 3 ayahs. Every ayah has got 10 alphabets in it. And every ayat ends on a ra. Inna atainaka al-kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Ra is the 10th alphabet of the Quran Sharif. It starts with inna, alif. There are 10 alifs in the surah. And inna it starts with and it ends with a ra. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. The only other surah that starts with inna and ends with a ra is inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr hatta tatla'u matla'al fajr. And between the two surahs are 10 surahs. And the alphabets that are used in the surah are 10 alphabets of the Arabic. And every ayat has only got 10 alphabets which are used only for that ayat. So just see who can. And when this surah was put on the door of the Kaaba Sharif, challenging the Arabs who call themselves Arab that we can talk. And other people are ajam, dumb, they don't know even how to talk. They, from that day, no one again challenged the surah. And that was the position of, so what a kitab Allah has given us. And there are so many other beautiful things of the Quran. Stay with the ulama, learn our deen. Where are we wasting our time learning about all other things and not preparing for our qabr? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And remember, today is a common thing that we must make peace with all. So this, we have extended it to this extent that we make peace with Allah, Rahman also. And we make peace with Shaitan also. Don't upset Shaitan also. That is, whatever his wrong things, birthday parties, no, to look, overlook it. Now, all Valentine's Day, don't be hard on this. It is all Shaitan's work. We're making peace with Shaitan. all the evils of that and make Allah happy also. So what is the? This is what is called munafiqat, a hypocrite. A munafiq, that is this side also, and that is the definition in the hadith of a munafiq. When he's with this side people, he speaks like them and makes them happy. When he's with this side people, he speaks like them. And how many are guilty of us are guilty of that? And the punishment for that in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ بِالدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Worse than the kuffar, worse than the mushrik, will be the munafiq's punishment. And the explanation of that is given, they will be in red iron, hot iron coffins that have burned red hot, and they will lie there and they can't move, just all the time roasting and frying forever and ever. Allah protect us. One easy way to come out of that, read 100 times the day Durood Sharif, and we are promised, Allah writes on the forehead of that person, he will be saved from munafiqat. Otherwise we are guilty of it. Today we say we must have unity with everyone. Unity with the kuffar also. Unity with the Muslims also. Unity with the Shias also. Unity with the Salafis also. Unity with all the people who have changed leaves. There was the Muslim organization. They say they represent the Muslims of South Africa. Until 2010, they had the line of the old the founders of that organization. From 2010, and go and check it for yourself on the internet. All the old things where they were Shias were their enemies. Where going to Sun City was taboo, it was haram. Now all these things now, after 2010, after the World Cup, all these things have become permissible. What was impermissible before 2010, now on their website it has become permissible. Of course they've deleted it from their website. Allah reward a professor that he went what is called the Wayback Machine. And with that machine on the internet, you can go to things which are deleted from any website. In the past, what they deleted, you can retrieve it. And clearly he shows what the picture they were yesterday and what the picture they are today. Exactly as Huzaifah ibn al-Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, what was haram and taboo and impermissible yesterday, today it is farz now. And it is wajib now. And you can't promote deen without haram ways. Deen can't be promoted in haram ways. They say that deen can't be promoted without the TV and without the YouTube and all the haram ways. Deen is pure and only accepts purity. And deen can only spread with purity. Deen cannot spread with any of the haram things. May Allah Ta'ala, our madrasa, alhamdulillah, by and large it has been running as normal, and there is no any really just normal, and may Allah accept. However, we are busy building a mutalaqa, that is the hall where the students study after hours, and it will be a multi-purpose hall. We originally, this place, when we found our prices, we were given a quote of 18 million. And then one estimate we got of one contractor was 12 million. But Allah reward one of our staff members, Maulana Muhammad Magdasa, he's very, Allah gave him great proficiency in this field of building and contracting. He'll be completing it for us in about 9.5 million. So quite a bit of money is required for that. So anyone who wants to take a share in that, open your heart and take a share. Contact the madrasa and how we can transfer funds, etc. And make your share in there. There is a need for that. Okay? And after that, when we complete, our library has become too small. Before, the students should study on the two flanks of the masjid. But now it has become far too small. They cannot. So they were studying in the masjid upstairs, and we overlooked, and it was not permissible for the ustaz who overlooked the students to be as a paid person and he works in the masjid. It has to be out of the masjid. So for that we have gone to the extent of building this hall so that we don't infringe on the laws of Sharia as far as we can. We are weak. We break Allah's laws all the time. May Allah forgive us. But as far as we can, we should not break any of the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And then our library has also become far too small. And we need to build a new library. We will be looking at that also. So whoever can take part. At the end we say, Jitna bi bidaati muzjati. Like the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they said we have come with just little whatever we got. And we haven't got anything. What can we present in the court of Allah? Jina bi bidaati muzjati. For O fil and al kail. But O Allah, you give us full reward. We have come and Allah is Inna Allah ashtara min al mu'mineen anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah. That Allah bought our filthiest thing, our nafs and our wealth, which is full of fault, and He gave us Jannah, which has got no fault. So we say, Tawfi lana al-kayl, wa tasaddaq alayna, and give us even more, O Allah. That inna ma yasril mutasaddiq, Allah Ta'ala is the great who showers His mercies and favor. May Allah accept from us all, forgive us our shortcomings, and make all these students and all of us means of bringing Islam alive in our lives, in our homes, our families, our community, and in the whole world. May Allah make Islam. And Allah's help is there. It's just for us to stand up on for Islam. As soon as we will stand up for Islam, look at what Afghanistan did with Soviet Union. Before that with the British Empire. Now with the American Empire and the alliance of the world. What did Hamas do with all the powers of the world? Trump can just shout his head off. And Netanyahu can do what he wants. But that those the Hamas, they are the controllers of everything. It is just for us to bring and show that Iman, and Allah's help is there. But as long as we are hiding that Iman, and we are following in the ways of the monkeys and the apes and the pigs of the West, how will Allah's help come? Stand up for the Sunnah and the Deen of Islam, for the Quran Sharif, for the Hadith, and see, Wallah, we will see, we will be shocked of how Allah's help come. All these are not even flies, not even mosquitoes in front of the Qudrat and power of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhirat wa anna.